Cold one out here. Hey, Nikolai, you ready for another great Northern Radio show?
Yeah, I think it just started. How's that opening bit working out?
I don't know. It's the holidays. We're broadcasting live from the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork, Minnesota. Something will just happen, I figure.
So, we're actually on the air right now with this idle banter in the alley behind the theater?
Sure. What are you doing back here anyway?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nikolai, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Oh, sure. Big guy, red suit, bringing joy to all the little tykes. What's not to like?
Well, that's good, because... Doc!
Look out!
Nikolai, are you seeing this? Must be...
Santa!
Must be!
Santa!
Santa Claus!
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer... Rudolph, I told you to go before we left.
Excuse me, this is Big Fork, right?
Well, yes, little boy, it is.
Cut the little boy stuff. I'm 400 years old. I'm an elf.
Oh, and you're with Santa?
You're a real genius, yeah. I'm with the big guy.
Well, what's the problem, little guy? I mean, little friend, little big elf?
Santa's running behind. He needs someone here to help finishing delivering presents to the Big Fork Valley.
Oh, my. Is that normal? I've never heard of Santa doing that kind of thing before.
It's Rule 68, the Christmas special rule. Santa may invoke the assistance of any live broadcast Christmas special to complete his deliveries. It's a big help, actually, you know, with Asia and such.
Wow. Well... I suppose we can try. Just one thing. Do you think I could talk to Santa?
No one talks to Santa. He's in the zone.
Come on, Rudolph.
I see. Well,
Dasher,
I see you're unloading a pallet of Christmas presents out of the sleigh now. All those go to
sleigh.
Boys and girls just in this area? There's a lot of camouflage wrapping paper in this collection.
Regional preference. Listen, we've got to fly. Good luck and, you know, save Christmas, blah, blah, blah. You know the drill. Santa, we're ready to launch.
That took long enough.
It's a prologue. You have to establish the narrative.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Live from Big Fork, it's the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio! Ho, 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 ho!
Good evening, and welcome to the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live on the Northern Community Radio Network from the Edge Center for the Arts in Big Fork, Minnesota. Tonight's show is made possible by the generous support of the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We prepared a night of entertainment, music, stories, and laughs about the special place people here call home. The Great Northern Radio Show celebrates life off the beaten path, and tonight we're going to push that to the edge. The edge of the wilderness, that is. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, it's the holidays, and we're celebrating. Joining us tonight, the Sam Miltich Trio, featuring Sam Miltich on guitar and tambourica, Matthew Miltich on bass, Gary Schulte on violin. They've got some help from our own Nikolai Koivunen on piano. Here they go. Thank you. Sam Miltich and his trio. Shining Moon. Well, you won't believe what just happened out in the alley. Santa Claus dropped off a metric ton of presents that we have to deliver to the little boys and girls of the Big Fork Valley. Shelly's back there organizing it all. It's going to be a real challenge. Shelly, how's it looking?
Aaron, this isn't going to work at all. We have like an hour and 53 minutes and 32 seconds, 31 seconds, 30 seconds. There's 100 presents back there, and we've got like 16 musical acts yet. I have no idea how you plan to deliver all these presents.
I didn't plan this at all. It wasn't like I had a choice or anything. This elf kid, elfin man child, just dropped them off. We'll have to figure out something, improvise, I guess.
Aaron, you have to learn to say no. You have to tell children dressed like elves that they can't just drop off 647 presents of undelivered goods outside the theater in the care of a radio show. That's not how this works. The tuba soloist from Effie, he pulled his back unloading the pallet, and now he's out.
Not Tuba Tom.
Tuba Tom, he's done.
Oh.
Out, at the hospital, and let me tell you, there was a lot of tears for a big man.
Well, just the same, it is Christmas, and the kids around here are counting on Santa, and Santa asked us to help, you know, indirectly, through staff.
All right, fine. But you're going to have to find someone to deliver the stuff while the show's going on.
I'm sure we will. And by we, I mean you.
Well, of course. You know, you decide that we're going to do stuff, and then you just dump.
Yeah, seems like I've really fouled things up. Let's just turn to some music. Here's a unique act you can hear from time to time here in Big Fork, making their radio debut tonight. The Celebration of Grace Band is an ecumenical gospel group uniting musicians from three local churches under the direction of Karen Wetzel. They play a special polka service now and again. Here they are with their take on a tune you might recognize.
Come now and worship.
Grace Band. Harold Bogie on accordion, Jerry Ingstead guitar, Jerry Hagen on bass, Terry Price on banjo, piano by musical director Karen Wetzel. We'll have more introductions of the vocalists later on. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank the people here at the Edge Center tonight for braving the cold and snow and ice to be here tonight. You know, they shut down the roads in Itasca County. They shut them down, they said, but the people, they still came to the Edge Center tonight. We're really grateful. We're glad you're here, is the point.